WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. Our Fun Friday question today, in honor of this being Rhode Island Comic-Con weekend, is what superhero would you most want to be? Which superhero would you most want to be? You get their powers, but you also get their responsibilities. You get their secret identity. You get all of that. Which one would you most want to be? So you can answer that on our Facebook page. You can send a Snapchat message or an open line voicemail, or you can call in 508-996-0500, and we'll get into some of that as we go along this morning. Right now, though, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Anyway, I heard you, the mayor, on the news talk about his plans. Mm-hmm. It's always the waterfront, and it's something else that's unnecessary. What about the roads?
Well, But that's not something that needs to be. That's part of the ongoing work of the city. So that's not something that needs to be in this plan. This is a plan that has to get submitted to the state. So you know that the regular road maintenance doesn't have to be part of this.
No, we do need our roads.
No. I'm not saying it doesn't have to happen. I'm just saying it doesn't have to be put into this plan. Cause, you know, the same reason why you don't put into the plan we're going to plow the streets when it snows. You know, it's part
we
of what you do.
We need these roads fixed desperately. They are. It's like going over a roller coaster.
Okay,
every
listen.
Day.
I know you say this all the time. I don't go over the same roller coaster roads that you go over. Which roads in particular are the ones that are the bad ones?
I'll give you the streets. Try it out. Hawthorne all the way from the top. Mm-hmm. Go down that street. Go down there all the way down. It's like a roller coaster. Go down Cottage back and forth every day. All these streets, all of them. And they try to detour and get on another one. And they're all tore up bad, bad, bad. They're no good. I mean, you're the only one who says they're not, by the way.
No, I'm just saying I don't feel like it's a roller coaster. I'm not saying they're not bad.
I'm sorry, you're not traveling on the right roads. You're probably going on the highway. You're probably going on county. They're a mess. They are a mess, and everybody says it, but you. So,
I just don't want to harp on it every single day like you do, though.
Well, I do because you know when you got a back problem, it really kills your back.
Well, listen.
Okay, it's really bad, and I need to hop on it because it needs to get done, and I need to do something more than that, and I need to know.
Back to my original point, though. That's something that the city does, should be doing, as part of regular maintenance, so that doesn't have to be included in this plan.
The state. He says it's millions of dollars to fix the roads.
Yes.
A&A Group said something about it. They all say something, but nothing gets done.
Well, they've been doing roads.
Mary said something about the lottery fixing roads. They are supposed to be providing money to fix roads.
They do.
And I don't think they're giving enough money here.
Well, then that's something you want to bring up with the delegation to the State House. Because they're the ones that decide how much money gets appropriated.
Why should I do it? That's the city councilor's job.
Well, no, I'm not. I don't mean you. I just mean in general, yes.
Mark Montigny and the other one that's doing nothing up there and getting big money. That's what we need. We need these roads paved. I mean, you don't hear the people call in when you're sitting there after your show. There's a girl that called up and said that you go to New Hampshire, the roads are smooth as silk. Who the hell wants to come down here to New Bedford on a roller coaster? A guy called in the other day and said that these roads will take the front end of your car off. Where have you been? Where have you been, Tim?
Listen.
No, I'm really upset about these roads. And he lies. He lied straight to my face on your show several years ago. 2 years ago, he said Cottage Street was going to be paved. In the spring, 2 years ago. 2 years has come and gone. Nothing's done. It's worse than ever.
Well, if you...
Oh, but up around Buttwood Park, though, oh, yeah, they fix everything up there. You know what I mean? Come on now.
So here's the thing. When you ask the mayor about this, he tells you that DPI has a formula of what roads need to get fixed when, but we don't get told what that formula is. And we don't get told, you know, what that list is. And I think it'd be a good move on their part to release that list and say, here's the order that we plan on fixing these roads, because we have no idea.
Yeah, but he did say this to me. Oh, I think Cottage Street's on the, Cottage Street's on the list. That was 2 years ago in the spring. Nothing, okay?
Oh, I'm sure it's on. It's on the list eventually. It just needs to be higher on the list.
I can't. You know what? It's too much already. Something's got to be done. People complain. The drivers that drive those vans say that it's horrible. And I says, well, none of you's voted. Nobody steps up to the bat. Come on now. One person's voice does nothing. You need more than one.
So
to go there and complain.
So the mayor's his bond request to the city council is for $3 million of city money. You know, again, it comes from this loan, but $3 million for the city to put up for those streets. Do you think that there should be more money from the city put in, or do you think that the state should be, you know, giving more money?
Yeah, I think so, because I saw a brand new playground again, which I like the kids to have fun, but I mean, those playgrounds are expensive. They just put in a brand new playground on Parker Street School.
It's not always a matter of, you know, they took money that was going to go to the roads and use it for a playground. Sometimes
I don't know, but you know what?
Actually, isn't the one for that school, wasn't that raised by the people of the school? They had fundraisers to raise the money for that playground.
I don't know, but everything's about the schools around here. Everything's about the schools. Everything's about the schools. The schools do fine. They have plenty enough money. Everybody's worried about food. They came on the radio and said that they have plenty of food there in that kitchen for the kids. They got to back up, so there's no worrying. People are eating. Okay? I heard this on your show, that they're using the food. They got plenty for the school programs. They're eating.
But again, this is all budgeted. This isn't like they're taking money from the school to use for the roads or taking money from the roads to use for the school. It's all budgeted. The money's got to be there at the beginning in the budget for it to go to the roads.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody's got to do something, because this is not good. It's not good at all. And I'm tired of this in New Bedford, where the money goes to. All he cares about is that waterfront. You know, the waterfront's nice, but, you know, I'm sorry.
But that's where people are investing money, too. People are investing money in the waterfront, so you spend money to make
money.
Not
really. They don't give us a lot of money. We pay high money for...
What do you mean, not really? They're putting in businesses that are going to be on State Pier once they fix State Pier now. There's new apartment buildings being built down on the water. I mean, there's investment happening down there.
Yeah, where is the apartments on the waterfront?
The ones in the old National Club building.
Okay, that isn't going to generate a lot of money. Another thing is the Marriott, those people own that restaurant and that hotel there. He fixed all the wharf over there. That cost a lot of money. He fixed all that pier right there. Everything is about the waterfront. Those people are very wealthy that are on the waterfront. By the way, if I wanted to open up a shop on the waterfront, unless I was a millionaire, I wouldn't be able to do it. It's all connected. You understand? Not only that, I've been here my whole life, Tim, please. The waterfront, those people are very wealthy, the people that own them boats, okay? They'll call in and say, oh, do you know what it costs us to run that? I know men who fished on these boats, plenty of them. They're not poor by no means. They always put on this front. They live very well, very well. They're all very wealthy. And also, we pay very high prices for the fish, okay? There's no discounts on fish around here, which is a shame. We're right here in a waterfront. We can't even buy fish at a discount, because they take it and they ship it out. You don't agree?
I'm just going to hold you there because I got another call that wants to come in, and I think we're kind of going in different directions here.
Well, that don't matter if we go in different directions.
I mean, we grow cranberries here. We don't get a discount on cranberries.
Yeah, I know, and I hear them talk too. And you know what? They get over. Oh, there was a little insect on something. You know what? The government dishes them out a ton of money. And so does the fishermen. They get tons of money, the ones that own the boats, from the government. Tons.
Before I let you go, I want you to give me one positive thing so that we can end on a positive note before the weekend here.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, Tim. This has to be addressed. The roads have to be addressed here.
Give me one thing you like about New Bedford.
It just keeps getting swept under the rug. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. There's really nothing here. It's the end of the earth. They should have put the casino up. Then it would have made the taxes lower. Like I said,
and you know what? And then people would have complained that the casino brought in, you know, the wrong element. They would have complained about the cars that would have came in. Yeah, there would have been people. There would have been people that would have been against the casino too.
Well, the one up there.
So basically, what you're saying is you just want everything that's the way you want it and the way that you like it.
Not really.
Because that's what it sounds like to me. Like, you don't care about it. You're like, kids got enough money. I don't care about the kids getting any more money.
Listen, when you pay taxes, property taxes, it goes for the schools. Okay, fix the roads. That's what I want. That's all I'm asking for is fix the roads. Okay,
I am going to personally ask Mayor Mitchell to fix those roads that you travel on so that you don't have to call in about them anymore.
I'll wait for you to do it.
I will. I'll mention it to him when I see him on Wednesday.
Find out the information.
I will.
Find out when he's going to fix the road.
I will.
I haven't seen
him. I mean, I'll ask him. I don't know if he's going to tell me, but I'll ask him.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
You as well. All right. Let me get another call in here, and then I got to go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Oh, hello. Are you there? Hold on. Let me try again. There we go. Now you're on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm calling because I feel just like Janine about the roads. People that have lived in the city forever and always, and I'm not just talking like, you know, that whatever area she's referring to. I'm talking about the whole city in general. If you're a person like me where I'm out, I'm retired and I'm out all day long. I travel from the north to the south, the east, the west. And, you know, it's not about, you know, the my back or anything like that. It's really my issue is about the cars. You know, it's very expensive when something breaks down in a car to get fixed nowadays. And, you know, when you're financially kind of strapped, your car suspension gets damaged, axles get damaged, and other parts of the vehicle get damaged from driving around the city all day long. And this is what you're always encountering, the ups and downs and the bumps. Because, to be honest with you, it's literally not just, you know, the west or the north or whatever. It's all over the city. It really, there are some streets that I tried to go on that I know are more or less decent, and I already know that. But when you can't avoid it, it's quite tough on a car. And, and I get it that, yeah, they're fixing the roads and, you know, utilities come in. And I've heard the city council complain about the utilities, like, you know, they dig stuff up and they just don't pave it the right way. And then, you know, either the city's got to go back and pave it. But it's just what happens is, the streets are not getting, they're getting repaired, like whatever, with water pipes or utilities, but they're just not getting repaired or fixed good enough that, you know, you can basically travel on it and your car's not going to be jumping up and down, that it's going to ruin the suspension of the vehicle. And like Janine says, you know, you begin to wonder, well, first of all, I begin to wonder and I question myself, all these city councilors, how much traveling do they do in the city on a daily basis? Do they really see, you know, do they feel like what I feel when I'm traveling with their cars? And I mean, are they happy about that? Because if they are, well, then there's an issue. And I just, you know, I just don't understand, like, a lot of times where or how the money gets distributed. So this last example. So, for example, the money. And it's probably a grant that they got to do that, and I understand that. But right now, like the Buttonwood Pond area where people used Whit Park, where it was all full of, like, the near the ducks, where mm-hmm. there was dirt and rocks. Well, they're over there working on that. Like, they're making that, they're filling all that in, I guess, with pavement. And, you know, yeah, okay, that's great. And, yeah, probably they got a grant for that. I understand, because I don't think they would be spending taxpayer money to do that when there's more important things to do. But it's I'm like with Janine. It's, when it comes to the roads, I'm pretty frustrated, because it never seems to be that, you know, you can get to a point and say, hey, you know, they're really, you know, fixing it. Like, it's the infrastructure is really getting better. It just, it's always the same crap every month, every year, goes on and on and on. And my gripe is the whole car issue, that, you know, it's costing people a lot of money to get their cars fixed. And, you know, when you're financially strapped, it's an issue. Anyway, that's, you know, just my opinion on that situation today.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Hey, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
And I got to go to this break. We will do that. We'll be back. We'll have the news, and then we'll come back with the Gen X Files coming up in just a few moments.
Wake up!
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
A jury awards $10 million to the teacher shot by a 6-year-old student, a former Celtics player arrested, and the worst airport for international travel.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Senate is set to vote later today on a pathway to end the government shutdown, which is now at day 38. Senate Majority Leader John Thune told lawmakers over a conference lunch yesterday that another vote on the House pass continuing resolution will take place for the 15th time today. A jury awarding $10 million to a Virginia teacher who was shot by a 6-year-old student. Abigail Zwerner had sued the school's former assistant principal, Ebony Parker, claiming that she had ignored warnings the boy may have had a gun.
I think it says that what happened at Rich Neck Elementary School that day was wrong and is not going to be tolerated, that safety has to be the first concern at schools. I think it's a great message.
That's Zwerner's attorney, Diane Toscano, speaking after the verdict was announced. The boy shot Zwerner in the hand and chest in January of 2023. Parker's attorney had told jurors her client did not have a legal duty to protect Zwerner. President Trump is announcing sweeping cost cuts on obesity drugs.
The White House says Eli Lilly, which makes Zepbound, and Novo Nordisk, which manufactures Wegovy, will lower the prices of those injectable weight loss drugs to as little as $350 a month for starter doses. List prices now exceed $1,000. Trump also says Medicare will start covering the drugs. All this starting in January when Trump RX, the administration's direct-to-consumer website, launches. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Meanwhile, at that news conference, a man who fainted during it in the Oval Office is okay. Novo Nordisk executive Gordon Finlay dropped to the ground while standing behind the president. The White House said its medical team, including Dr. Oz, quickly jumped into action to help Finlay. Baby Center is out with its list of most popular baby names for 2025. And once again, Noah and Olivia are at the top of the list. Just behind is Liam and Oliver for boys and Amelia and Sophie for girls. New additions to the top 10 include Eliana and Aurora for girls, knocking off Ava and Luna, while Luca joins the boys' list, replacing Leo. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony taking place tomorrow in Los Angeles.
Joining the ranks are Cyndi Lauper, Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Outkast, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes. In committee picks, Salt-N-Pepa and Warren Zevon will also be inducted. The list of performers taking the stage for the ceremony includes Elton John, Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Iggy Pop, Missy Elliott, Taylor Momsen, and more. It will stream live on Disney Plus at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm Michael Kastner.
Orlando International Airport, considered the worst airport for international travel. That's according to a recent report by Upgraded Points, which has based data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The rankings focused on the average time it took travelers to pass through customs during the winter holiday travel season. Los Angeles International Airport came in at number 2, followed by Nashville at 3. A Southern California police officer got a surprise when he pulled over a driver for a traffic violation.
When the Fullerton police officer approached the vehicle and asked for license and registration, the driver handed him a get-out-of-jail-free card from the board game Monopoly. The officer had a good laugh, but let the driver know that, though he appreciated the creativity, it was not a legal defense. He wrote a citation anyway and later posted a photo of the exchange on social media. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Lottery jackpots continue to go up. Mega Millions tonight and Powerball tomorrow.
There was no grand prize winner in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing, so that jumps to $467 million with a cash option of nearly $221 million. And then there's Mega Millions with an estimated $843 million up for grabs. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Former NBA player Tony Allen facing drug possession charges following a traffic stop in Arkansas. Authorities say Allen and another man were traveling in a vehicle that was pulled over by deputies on Wednesday. Marijuana and a white powdery substance that tested positive for cocaine were found in the vehicle. Both men were arrested on charges of possession of meth or cocaine and possession of marijuana. Allen played 14 seasons in the NBA from 2004 to 2018 for the Celtics, Grizzlies, and Pelicans.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
An overtime win for the Bruins over the Senators last night, 4-3. Celtics are in Orlando tonight at 7.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Dry clouds increasing later in the day. Temps in the mid-50s. Rain arriving late tonight around midnight, milder with temperatures in the 50s. Early morning shower on Saturday, then dry, milder by afternoon and evening with late day sun and a high near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
And before we get into today's edition of the Gen X Files, I just want to let you know that for over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance across New Bedford, Fall River, and Dartmouth. They know that plumbing emergencies don't wait, and neither should you. At Bass Ready Rooter, they treat every call like it's their own home. Their family-owned business has been solving sewer and septic problems since 1974, earning the trust of thousands of families with over 700 five-star reviews. They believe customer service is a lost art, and they're here to keep it alive. Bass Ready Rooter, they may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last. Visit BassReady.com today. B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y, BassReady.com.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell is celebrating her 82nd birthday today. Christopher Knight, best known as Peter on the Brady Bunch, is 68. Kiss guitarist Tommy Thayer turned 65. And actually, it's a very Brady birthday, as Christopher Daniel Barnes, who played Greg in the 90s Brady Bunch movies, he's 53 today. Actor Jason London of Dazed and Confused is also 53. It's also Jeremy London's birthday, too. Yoon-jin Kim, who starred as Sun on Lost, is 52. Actor Adam Devine of Pitch Perfect and The Righteous Gemstones is 42. And singer Lorde celebrates her 29th birthday today. So happy birthday, Randy Marsh. In 1976, Gone with the Wind was televised for the first time on NBC. It was originally a novel written by Margaret Mitchell, first published in 1936, and then the film was released in 1939. On November 7th, 1981, Hall & Oates started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Private Eyes, the duo's third number one hit. In 1987, 15-year-old singer Tiffany became the youngest artist to top the Billboard Hot 100 with her cover of I Think We're Alone Now, originally recorded by Tommy James and the Shondells in 1967. Tiffany broke a record previously held by Michael Jackson with 1972's Ben. And by the way, Tiffany's coming to the South Coast later on this month. We're working on getting her on the show to promote that. Also on this day in 1987, Bruce Springsteen went to number one on the U.S. album chart with Tunnel of Love, his eighth studio album, went triple platinum in the U.S., with Brilliant Disguise being one of his biggest hit singles, peaking at number five on the Billboard Hot 100. In 1989, David Dinkins was elected the first black mayor of New York City. That same day, Democrat Douglas Wilder won the governor's seat in Virginia, becoming the first elected African-American governor in the United States. In 1991, basketball superstar Magic Johnson announced that he had tested positive for HIV and was retiring for the NBA from the NBA. As we know, he eventually came back and played and has been living with it for a long time now, but doing pretty well. Oh, hold on. A couple more. Also on November 7th, 1991, rhythm guitarist Izzy Stradlin quit Guns N' Roses and was replaced by guitarist Gilby Clark. Stradlin cited a combination of Axl Rose's personal behavior and the difficulties of being around Slash, Matt Sorum, and Duff McKagan due to his newfound sobriety. In 2003, Star Wars Clone Wars debuted on the Cartoon Network. The addition to the feature films, this series is also considered canon, which officially happened in the Star Wars universe. In 2006, at O'Hare International Airport, UFO sighting near Gate C-17, 12 employees reported seeing a metallic saucer-shaped craft hovering over the airport. The FAA stance concluded that a weather phenomenon caused the sighting and that the agency would not be investigating the incident, which many think is odd, in the post-2001 security-enhanced world regarding airport security. November 7th, 2012, a woman died and 19 others were injured after scaffolding collapsed outside a Linkin Park concert in Cape Town, South Africa. The temporary scaffolding outside Greenpoint Stadium came down in high winds just before the concert. The concert went ahead, with the band only learning about the woman's death afterward. And on November 7th, 2016, singer, songwriter, novelist, and poet Leonard Cohen died at the age of 82. A highly influential figure, Cohen built his name as a writer in the mid-50s, eventually launching a prolific music career in the late 60s, penning such classic songs as Suzanne, So Long, Marianne, Bird on a Wire, Dance Me to the End of Love, and Hallelujah. A Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Cohen was celebrated throughout his life with a myriad of awards, including multiple Junos, Grammys, a Brit, and a 2010 Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2011, the Canadian-born artist was invested as a Companion of the Order of Canada, which is the country's highest civilian honor. That is the Gen X Files for November 7th, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where you can get rewards by joining their Just Another Star Club rewards program, and where you can try such great meals as the cowboy omelet and birthday toast. All right, I got to go into a break here. 508-996-0500. We've got some more. We got some app chat messages that came in about the roads. We'll get into those. We'll also get into your fun Friday question for today in honor of Rhode Island Comic Con. Fun Friday, of course, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. The fun Friday question today:
is which superhero would you most want to be? You get all their powers, but you also get everything else associated with them, their secret identity, you know, whatever supervillains might be after them, their weaknesses. So, yeah, you could be Superman, but you got to be afraid of kryptonite. So which superhero would you most want to be? 508-996-0500, plus whatever else is on your mind. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Tales. You're listening to the Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
Morning.
I got an issue here that the city facilities management is fining people $50 on Pittman Street because they don't cut the city land on Wilson Street. There's a stone wall that separates the homes on Pittman Street from Wilson Street. And because the people on Pittman Street don't climb over the wall with their lawnmower and cut the city land on Wilson Street, they got fined $50 by facilities management code enforcement guys. Now, and so they went that down on Liberty Street where the office is. Well, they called them. I talked to a couple of them. And they were told to drive around, go back to Chalmette Avenue and drive around to Wilson Street and then come up with their lawnmower, in the car to cut the city property. The city owns a strip of property on Wilson Street that doesn't abut the people that live on Wilson Street. So they're making the people on Pittman Street, which is separated by a fairly high stone wall, to either climb over or to drive around and cut the grass. And if they don't, they're all going to get another $50 fine.
I just don't understand why, if it's city property, the city isn't responsible for maintaining it themselves.
Well, the city did cut it and charged them $50.
I don't understand that.
Well, that's because we're run by a bunch of nitwits. I hate to, downplay it, but I see that facilities management and their code enforcement guys are a bunch of freaking nitwits. Absolute nitwits. I got a 2 foot. I'll give you for an example. I have a 2 foot setback on my property here from my fence on Rockdale. And I had a rug leaning against my fence. And they tried to give me a $50. They tried to give me, they wrote it up. I never paid it. And then they dismissed it because I explained to them as a 2 foot setback. But this is how the city has to raise money on the backs of homeowners and don't leave your garbage with the lid up with garbage showing. There's another, I think they start at 25.
Don't leave your barrel on the curb after it's been emptied.
After the people threw it on the curb, the garbage guys, yeah. I mean, when you have to go and use code enforcement guys, we've got to get rid of these code enforcement people to raise revenue because you've overspent. Shame, shame, shame on this city and its administration and the thought process that goes in to doing this. I mean, it's just, it's mean, it's stupid, it's absurd.
I
can go on and on.
I had a gentleman come to the station yesterday complaining about something similar where he got a warning. He didn't get the fine yet, but he got a warning and he's like, I don't understand why I'm getting this. So yeah, no, I think.
Because they have to raise money somehow without going. They're going to go up on the taxes. Oh, that's a given. When you get your tax bill the first of the year, you're going to be. We got a first part of the year, our fiscal year's tax bill, but that's only an estimated tax bill here. So if it didn't go up too much, don't think it's going to stay like that. for the next two quarters. It's going to go through the roof, because when you have $300 million in revenue sources with a $551 million operating budget, you're going to run into problems. So, I mean, so they're doing this to people that are struggling as it is. Let's face it, even the homeowner, these are old people too. These aren't young people. These are people on Pittman Street. Most of them are retired in their 70s.
Yeah, and on fixed incomes, I'm sure, yeah. Well, I gotta hold you there, Mike, because I gotta go to a break.
Yeah.
But thank you for bringing this to our attention. Let us know what you hear on it. All right, I gotta go to this break. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, we are gonna go into the news when we come back on the